Good afternoon, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. Or that's good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are in the country. Welcome, everyone, today to the show called Common Sense Revisited. I'm very excited to have you here today. I want to mention that we are, in the spirit of the founders, going to talk about the candidates for U.S. Congressman and U.S. Senate featured in the Spirit of the Founders YouTube video. If you haven't seen that yet, you've got to see this. It is so good. It's about a six-minute video, very professionally put together to the music of Last of the Mohicans, which is great music. I get chills whenever I listen to that music. You've got to see this YouTube and get it out to as many people as you can. To find it, all you have to do is Google Spirit of the Founders, and it comes right up, and it's on YouTube, 6-minute video, and it features, Dr. Michael Vavovsky, Peter Schiff, of course, Dr. Paul Rand, Jake Towne, and a few others that I'm not familiar yet with, but I want to have on my show. What I'm going to be doing on this show for the next 8 weeks, in honor of those 8 individuals and the others that are running around on the Liberty platform around the country, we're going to have those individuals on our show each week, every week, one after another. I talked to Dr. Michael Vavovsky tomorrow. He'll probably be in on October. We're working hard to get Peter Schiff, working hard to get Dr. Paul Rand on sometime in late August or early September. And today we have Jake Towne, who will be on our show from Pennsylvania, running for U.S. Congress and Congressman in District 15 in Pennsylvania. And I've had Jake on the show before. I've met Jake. He's an awesome, awesome candidate, very, very knowledgeable. I've just been this morning reviewing some of the new stuff on his website. Just fantastic educational material for you to share with people, and in terms of everything from healthcare to monetary system. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing today. That's what we're going to be doing for the next 8 weeks. I'm very excited about this. I feel like, you know, those of us who believe in freedom and believe in liberty, we're torn because there's so many things to do to try to restore our freedom. And there's so many different attacks on our freedom in different angles, you know, whether it's healthcare, monetary system, bailouts, education, you name it. That sometimes we don't know what to do with our time. But I can tell you this, I believe that helping to support these individuals, these very courageous individuals who are taking their time, their money, their energy to run for office, should be heavily supported by us. So anyway, I want to mention before the first break also that Common Sense Revisited now has an audiobook. You can check us out at commonsenserevisited.com. We're so excited about this audiobook. I talked to Dr. Vavovsky this morning, who uses Common Sense Revisited as his platform. When people ask him what his platform is as U.S. Congressman, he simply hands them a copy of Common Sense Revisited and says, please read this. This is my platform. And he's very excited about the audio being out now. He hands these out at Campaign for Liberty events. He hands these out at the Tax Tea Party events. He hands these out in his doctor's office, and people are very, very excited about them when they get them, and they continue to want more to hand to their friends. So CommonSenseRevisited.com, the whole purpose of this show and Common Sense Revisited is to create a paradigm shift to liberty and freedom, the same way Thomas Paine's Common Sense did so in our country from January to July of 1776. So get that audio version. You can buy the MP3 for $4. I think the 2-CD set is $7. So let's get that out there. Also I wanted to mention before the break here, the first break, that after this show, from 1 to 2 Central Time, immediately following this show, is Michael McKay, my good friend Michael McKay. And he'll be talking to his Freedom Radio show from Behind the Lines of Socialism. Don't miss that. We'll see you after this first break. Thanks a lot with Jake Towne. Bye-bye. Don't go away.
we'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We're back, everyone, with Common Sense Revisited. Thank you again for joining us today. And we have with us now, who I'll bring on, Mr. Jake Towne, running for U.S. House of Representatives from the state of Pennsylvania. Jake, are you with us?
Yes, glad to be with you, Clyde.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you on again, Jake. I'm very excited today to have you, and I want to talk about a lot of things. I think that what we should start with, since it's such a hot topic right now, is healthcare. I know you've been hearing from constituents and going to meetings, and healthcare is on everyone's mind. Why don't we talk a little bit? I know that let's start with the that wonderful analogy that you use to explain the healthcare system. And why don't you just share that with everyone today? And let's just start from there, talking about, you know, how we can fix our healthcare system, why the Democrats and Republicans both have it wrong.
Sure, Clyde. I mean, it all comes down to the free market versus socialism. But the analogy that I wrote is it's really like a chocolate candy store. And imagine that you yourself own this type of store, and you go out, and just like any other business, you try to get the best suppliers, the best employees, keep your costs competitive. And what happens is people eat too much chocolate, and they start getting health problems, and they end up suing you. And after they sue you, you have a choice. You either increase your prices to pay for all the lawyer costs, or you go out of business. So most people choose to increase the price of their chocolate. The second step is, you know, the government, which is happening right now, decides that, hey, you know, you are overcharging people for chocolate. So the best thing to do is to open up a new candy store with cheaper prices. And when they do that, this lowers their prices, below what you can charge because you got hit with all the lawsuits. And what people will start to do over time is they'll decide, okay, I'm going to go buy chocolate now from the government-run store because it's cheaper. And they start flocking over. And eventually what that'll do to the private businesses is they won't be able to compete, and they'll end up closing shop. And that's actually where we get the dangerous part, because a government-run business would not, like this candy store, you can't really beat it. Like, they'd always be able to go into debt, because the government has basically a never-ending pocket. So what ends up happening is you start getting lower-quality chocolate, because, again, there's no competition. So eventually, you know, you end up having a government-run candy store, and people have to decide, you know, the government's going to eventually need to cut costs as well. So you end up with a competition problem. And where I try to relate this back to healthcare is, you know, we're not really dealing with chocolate. Like, we're dealing with people's lives. And once this system is in place, which will actually further expand the government-run aspects in healthcare, it'll be pretty much impossible to destroy it without hurting millions of Americans. And even now, you know, we already have Medicare, we already have HMOs from the government, and that also is hurting people. So we're really kind of stuck in a lose-lose situation, which to a larger degree is actually the responsibility of these politicians who are meddling around with the free market.
Right. Well, it's nothing different. Nothing is new under the sun when it comes to government. Basically, what they do is they get involved, make a situation worse, and then to fix it, do more of the same. So it goes the same way for education. It goes the same way for our monetary system. It goes the same way for drugs. It goes the same way for healthcare. So, you know, when they started the healthcare system, the meddling with the healthcare system and under Nixon with the HMOs and then later Lyndon Johnson with Medicare, you know, it's just really made problems for the medical system, the whole medical situation. They aren't the only ones to blame, though, Jake. We talked about this a little bit earlier. It's also the AMA and some of these big insurance companies as well. Become very powerful lobbyists in Washington. They get their way. And let's not forget the pharmaceutical industry, because probably the biggest player, the biggest influence on this current healthcare bill is the pharmaceutical industry. They've signed off on it. They're going to do very, very well under this bill. And, you know, they have their interests at heart. So, you know, there's a lot of big players, all surrogates, like we call them in Common Sense Revisited, all surrogates, institutional power, that's going to be running this whole thing. And these big institutions are the gainers, while the individuals are going to be the losers. And you're absolutely right. I mean, what's going to happen, like, with your chocolate store? Well, first of all, the chocolate store that you're talking about that the government is going to create is funded by us. So the healthcare system, this healthcare system that's going to be supposedly provide cheaper healthcare is going to be funded by all of us, either through our tax dollars or through the printing of money out of thin air, which we pay the interest on. So either way, we're going to be paying for this. So it's not free. It's not going to reduce costs. It's going to increase costs, because everything the government does, and I think we clearly show this in Common Sense, and I know you know these numbers, but basically anything the government gets involved in, they take about 75% to run it. In other words, for example, in education, all the federal dollars that go to the Department of Education, 75% stays in Washington, D.C., 20 to 25% actually goes back to the local schools. Same with welfare. So it's going to be the same way with healthcare. Where all the money's going to end up going is to government bureaucrats.
Absolutely, Clyde. And what I also like to try to point out is, you know, look at other government-run industries like, for instance, Amtrak. I mean, most people have never taken an inner-city train in their lives, because Amtrak in the 70s, government was supposed to come in there and take over it for 3 years and then hand it back to privatized industry. They held on to it, and they now operate it at a loss of billions of dollars each year. And you can take a look at the U.S. Postal Service. They're having all types of problems with their pensions and profitability, and they actually even control the cost of stamps.
Yeah.
So what you'll end up having in terms of health care is the same thing that always happens in any of these plans where the government is trying to run things is you have rationing and you have price controls.
Right. Well, that's and I have socialist friends who actually believe that price controls are the only way to control, quote, control this thing. Control is always a part of their vocabulary. But when have price controls ever worked? All price controls do is create black markets. And so that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a if this thing passes, either the Republican version or the Democrat version, it's going to be much, much worse. It's going to be very expensive. It's going to balloon the deficit even more. And it's going to end up making healthcare less of a lesser quality than it is now and less choice. So we need to defeat this thing, but the Republican plan isn't any better. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the incumbent Republican that I'm running against in my district in eastern Pennsylvania, his name is Charles Dent, and he is actually a co-sponsor and co-writer of the Medical Rights Act. Which I think I got the name right, but it's the Medical Rights and Reform Act. And if you read that bill, I mean, he sells it as if it's, you know, the Republicans sell this plan as if, you know, the government isn't involved and whatever. But if you actually go and read it, it says things like, let me get this quote here, quote, it will foster state innovation. I'm not quite sure what exactly state innovation is, but yeah. Through insurance market reforms, high-risk pools, community health networks, and new association options for small businesses, unquote. And it right. promises to basically socialize medicine the same way that the Obamacare plan, H.R. 3200, does by, quote, giving low-income families the option to use public funds to purchase private health insurance plans, unquote. Right. So it's all the same game, and I think I was pointing this out to you earlier. If we go back and we look at the last decade, and you know, we had for a little while, we had George Bush, Republican president, with a Republican Congress, and things very quickly went down the road to serfdom towards more socialization. And for a little while, we had a Democratic Congress with a Republican president. We had a little bit of a check on things, and now the flipped completely. We have a Democratic Congress, Democratic president, and we're back on the express train again. And right. you know, just the Republican healthcare plan might be better; it might be the lesser of two evils, but in the end, it's going to result in the same overall effect as the Democrats' plan. It's just, you know, Democrats are an express train, the Republicans are basically just the local train.
Well, both of them will result in more government intervention, which will reduce the quality of health care and make everybody even more upset. And eventually, the answer to that will be a one-payer, universal, socialized medicine plan, which is what Obama has said he's favored. He's just doing this as a step in that direction. That's pretty clear. So, you know, that's what they want, and that's what they're going to get if we allow them. Whereas there are many freedom-oriented solutions to the healthcare mess that would work, and one of the ones I talk about in Common Sense Revisited in the health section is the fact that we can increase the amount of medical practitioners that are available to the public. And the example I give is in Europe. In Europe, the vast majority of people in Europe never see a doctor when they're giving birth. Most women do not go to doctors. They hire a midwife, and there's all kinds of options for them to hire midwives, and it's very competitive in the midwife industry. And they give birth at home, and the cost of delivering is much, much lower, and the number of birth defects and birth problems and issues that come up are much lower than they are in this country. So there's a good example of what can happen if we increase competition, informed competition. Let people know, let nurses, let paramedics, let those people open up and hang their shingle and practice medicine. My mom was a nurse. She could do about 98% of what the people who came into the doctor's office did. She could do it herself. She didn't need the doctor, but for a very small percentage of the things that people came in for. Why pay a high-priced doctor for things that we really don't need to pay him for?
Absolutely, Clyde. I agree. As a matter of fact, one of my friends actually just delivered his baby in his own home.
Yeah,
so
well, I've done that too.
You get a midwife, and actually I was an emergency medical technician for six or seven years.
Let's hit that. We're getting called for a break here. We'll come back to that in just a second, Jake.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. This is Clyde Cleveland with Jake Towne from Pennsylvania, who's running for U.S. Congress. If you'd like to call and ask Jake a question, the number for call-ins is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And Jake, you were just explaining about your experience as a medical practitioner. Is that correct?
Sure. I've never actually delivered a baby. What I was actually pointing out is that, you know, what you had just mentioned, for instance, with pregnancies, like a midwife, that can actually, that idea is actually probably pretty foreign to most Americans. But like coming from China, it happens quite a bit. And also a friend actually lives right down the street. He just had his second, son delivered by a midwife in his own home. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, those types of things are actually not all that difficult. Like I took a class back when I was in college about 8 or 9 years ago, and you took an exam to be an emergency medical technician, and you learn how to deliver a baby. And I've never actually delivered a baby, but it's actually not all that difficult. It's a very natural process, and it goes on all the time.
I guess people have been doing it for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, well, you do have like a large increase in the demand for C-sections and that type of thing. And obviously that's you need a hospital for. But,
where is that demand coming from? I think that's really driven more from the medical profession than it is from the people. I mean, I'm very, very strongly against C-sections. It's absolutely essential. All four of my children I helped deliver. All four of my children and all six of my grandchildren have been born at home. I think five of the six, if not six of the six, were born in the tub, in the water tub. I don't know if you've heard about that or not, but my latest granddaughter, who's 10 months old now, was born in our living room. I assisted, and it was in with a hot tub. And this is an amazing process with a midwife. The midwife was also a nurse. But, you know, our family has been doing this for a long time. We totally believe in natural birth and using midwives rather than wasting our money on medical doctors for the birth process. There are occasional situations that happen where you have to go to the hospital and you need a doctor. But, if you really take good care of yourself, and that's part of a midwife's job is to make sure that the mother knows how to take care of herself and how to be in good shape so that when she delivers the baby, she has very little chance of anything going wrong. This is just one way. We got off on this, but it's just one example of ways where if we expand the amount of medical practitioners there are in business, we can lower costs. In other words, it's all about increasing competition, increasing freedom in the system, not reducing it. Whenever you get the government involved, it's going to reduce freedom. And so what we need is not the Republican plan, certainly not the Democratic plan. What we need is more freedom. And the libertarians have written, many libertarians have written very good medical care practitioners. Ron Paul's medical and health care policies and proposals are excellent. I've read your website on it. Very, very good ideas in there. But, the last thing we need is the government to get more involved in healthcare. I know you agree with that.
Yes, I do. There's one thing that I do believe that government has a role in establishing legal framework. And mm-hmm. a lot of people have also brought up, and actually back to that chocolate candy store analogy, medical tort reform. And that's something that is actually kind of blocked from moving ahead because of these entrenched lobbies and that type of thing. But what a lot of people don't realize is that's actually medical tort reform and liability and contract law is the realm of the states. And, we could also get into how healthcare is completely unconstitutional on the federal level. But
right.
on the state level, what we one of the things that we do need to do is, have put in place, like people do need to have the ability to sue in case things are done incorrectly, like they plan to cut off, amputate your right arm, they take off the left arm instead, and that type of thing. But, there needs to be, reasonableness introduced into the system. And when you have these 50 states, basically, each of those becomes a laboratory, and the state that comes out with the best plan will tend to, over time, be copied by the rest of the states.
That's
so
right.
that's one thing that reduces it, and that looks at the lawsuits. But the other thing is, like, talk to any doctor, and what they'll tell you is, like, the cost of what they call defensive medicine is very high. And what defensive medicine is pretty much doctors needing to order tests, CAT scans, et cetera, that are very expensive, but they need to do it to cover their butt,
right?
So that they aren't liable through their malpractice insurance. And the malpractice insurance for doctors is very, very high. I have a family member in the medical industry, and she's actually a PA or a physician's assistant. And the main reason for that is she doesn't want to have to deal with the malpractice insurance that can take up to a lot of your take-home pay.
Yes, yes, yeah. So those are the kind of reforms. And you're right, if we allowed it to happen at the state level and just completely got the federal government out of the healthcare issue completely, then we would have the states dealing with it and we would have the right, some of the more freedom-oriented solutions that work, actually work. to the benefit of the consumer. So that's good. We have a long segment coming up after this break, Jake, so we'll get into some of the other things. And I know you like to talk about the monetary system, and you're awesome in that area. So we'll be right back after this break and get into that issue as well. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us again on Common Sense Revisited. We have a very, very bright young man on the show today who is running for U.S. Congress. He deserves your support. His website is townforcongress.com. That's T-O-W-N-E. There's an E at the end of town. Townforcongress.com. And I'm reading a little bit of from his bio right now. I want you to know a little bit about this young man. He's quite a brilliant young man, and also very experienced for his 30 years. He graduated with honors from Lehigh University, and then he attended Dortmund University in Germany as an exchange student and a Martindale scholarship, where he traveled to Hong Kong and wrote a paper on their political system since the British handover to the Chinese. He's worked as a process engineer. His degree is a chemical engineering process engineer for Abelstick Laboratories in the semiconductor industry.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 4 years in Shanghai, China. So he spent a lot of years in China, learned how hard life can be without the liberties that we Americans take for granted. Since then, just been educating himself about what's happening to liberty in America, Very, very good on the monetary system. I highly recommend that you go to his website, Town for Congress. Of all the political websites I have ever seen, I believe that this has more useful information, more educational information, more knowledge on where he stands on issues than any other site I have ever seen. There is no shortage of material on this, and there's some absolutely brilliant things on here that I highly recommend. For example, fractional reserve banking in pictures, and it's parts one and two. One of the strengths of Jake's communication methods is his ability to make things simple, make what most people think is very difficult, very simple. And this fractional reserve banking in pictures, part one and two, is really, really good. Very, very good way for you to introduce what's wrong with our monetary system to your friends and relatives and everyone you know. So anyway, I wanted to give that little bit of a plug here for Jake, but you got to support this guy. I mean, Jake, how is the money raising going? How are things going in the campaign so far?
Well, thanks for the kind words, first of all, Clyde. The campaign actually just started taking donations this week. Okay. So we had a burst for the first day, and it's moving along okay. We certainly don't have a lot of funds right now, less than $2,000, but that's still pretty good for a couple days of taking in donations. So I'm actually pretty happy with the progress, and we're going to be using that money to spread out the message and spread out the constitutions and that type of thing to folks in the area.
And you decided to run as a Republican? Is that correct?
No, actually, it's an interesting political scenario here, but to make a long story short, I decided to run as an independent, as a private citizen. I'm actually fairly disgusted with both the Democratic and Republican parties, which makes a bit of sense. And actually, you know, to enter into one of those major parties would basically mean that the message that I have would quite likely end in May. And actually, what I don't want that to happen. What I want to do is talk to as many people and spread the message, which is really the mission statement, is to spread the message. I also want to win, but really spread a message of prosperity through peace and defending freedom, and see where the cards fall. The campaign started back in May. So it's still pretty new. The website started up actually about exactly a month ago today, and we're making steady progress. So that said, I'm a political newcomer. I've never run for a political office. I've actually been fairly politically apathetic until, like you mentioned, I while over in China started to take a new look at things with shifted my perspective quite a bit.
I know the names you go by is Jake the Defender. Is it Jake the Defender of the Constitution?
The Champion of the Constitution. Close enough. I kind of copied off of our mutual friend, Dr. Ron Paul.
Yes, and Jake is a champion of the Constitution. You know more about the Constitution from my experience with you than anyone in the U.S. Congress or the U.S. Senate except for Dr. Ron Paul. So, you know, you're definitely on that basis are more qualified than all the rest of them, because that is what they take an oath to do, is defend the Constitution. So that's the message I think that we need to get out on Jake Town, is that you are a constitutionalist, you understand the Constitution, you understand the most cogent and the most important and most pressing issues of today, which is the monetary system, really, and healthcare and all these others, better than anyone else in terms of the constitutional aspect of things. So you deserve to get elected. Now we just need to get your name out. We need to get people behind you. We need to get money behind you, and do that as quickly as possible. As you know, or maybe you don't know, and I've been down this road before. I've run for office as a Republican and as a Libertarian. When you don't run with one of the major parties, you need a tremendous amount of help and money, because the political parties already give you a certain constituency, a pretty huge constituency if you can get the nomination of one of those parties. So you're starting from the ground up, but you're starting with 100% pure principle behind you. And that's what we need to do. It's going to be whether or not people like our listeners today and people around the country who believe in liberty and freedom will get behind your campaign. And if they do, we have, there's enough of us in this country, but we just saw, I think, Peter Schiff is up to $1 million, isn't he? Or very close to it?
Close to it, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's very close to $1 million in donations in just a few weeks. You know, of course, he is running as a Republican, and he has a lot of credibility and a lot of name recognition because of his media presentation. He's a talking head on many shows and many of the big media shows all the time. So he gets a very big head start there. But boy, we got to support you. We got to, people that are on here listening right now. This is a candidate that we have to support. And so, Jake, anything we can do, you know, we want to do. If anybody would like to call in and ask Jake any questions, again, that number is 800-313-9443. But let's talk about fractional reserve banking in pictures and what you did here and what you're attempting to do and what what the impact of this has been on people who have seen it.
Sure. It's a two-part series, and in the first part I try to describe what fractional reserve banking is. And
right.
At first, the first thing for people to realize is why prices keep going up. So the first slide is actually, I believe, it's just showing the purchasing power of the dollar.
Right.
And actually the figure on there, I think I put in 94%, which is being pretty generous. It's actually,
right.
Depends how you calculate it, but we're at like 98, 99% of the dollar has been eroded. And
right.
What a lot of people don't realize is we actually still had fractional reserves under the gold standard, but it was anchored by gold.
Right.
And up until 1933. And even following that, we still had basically precious metal, namely silver, as in our coins. So for instance, up until 1965, you had a silver dime, and for almost the entire history, you could take that silver dime and buy a loaf of bread. Nowadays,
right.
If you still have that same silver dime from 1965, and you take it to a jeweler or a coin shop and exchange it for money for the dollars, guess what? You can still buy a loaf of bread
right.
with that silver dime. So that's the first thing to realize is, you know, the way that this whole thing works is by expanding the money supply. But
right.
the rest of the presentation actually tries to just go through very simply what happens, which is, you know, if you, let's say, Clyde, you take $100 to your bank, you get paid for running this show, and you put it into the bank, what the bank will do is it will keep $10 of it and it'll loan $90 out, say, to me. I take that $90 and I go around and let's say I buy a car with it or whatever. That money then goes back to a bank yet again. They keep $9 and loan out $81. So what has just happened here? It started off with $100, but we're already up to $180 or so. And that process keeps going on until we actually have about $900 created for every $100 into the system, assuming that the level of fractional reserves is 10%. And, you know, what I have also in the presentation, some pretty good quotes. The only one that I have memorized is actually from Henry Ford, and it goes along the lines of, it's good enough that the people of America do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning.
Right.
And
right.
That's a very powerful quote, but when you start looking at it, that's really the truth. So
right.
We actually had this fractional reserve banking up until, this is a part that maybe some of your listeners actually do not know, and that's actually in part two, which is a bit more technical, pretty much because it's hard to explain it because you have to go a little bit into more detail into the Fed balance sheet and that type of thing. But in part two, I call it Yes, Virginia, There Are No Reserve Requirements. And basically what I prove in that article is that we've completely forgotten about this reserves, and what we're really down to at this point in time is just the paper ticket system. And people can take a look at the proof there. It's all sourced to the Federal Reserve and the FDIC and maybe also the Treasury. I forget all the sources. But all the information is there. And it teaches people about how the banking system basically puts in place an accounting trick to get around this reserve requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's and you can also see from the Fed's own data that we were pretty much running at less than 1% reserves in the system up until October of last year, which we did have this banker bailout. Following the banker bailout, and most likely related to it, but we'd have to actually audit the Fed through Ron Paul's H.R. 1207 and Senate Bill 604 to actually find out. But from that period of time, they pumped in about $800 billion. And what we see is the monetary base of the country went up $800 billion, and so did the bank reserves. So most likely that was just all, you know, paper tickets printed up to cover over the collapse of the banking system. And
that's really printing money out of thin air.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's going on right now is even more serious. There was a Treasury auction one week in July that sold $235 billion in Treasuries. And that's almost a quarter trillion. And to put things in some type of perspective, in 2008, under George Bush, we had the world's largest federal deficit of roughly $440 billion. And under Obama, we're going up to, I think it's $1.8 trillion. These are just astronomical figures. But what ends up happening is, you know, that Treasury debt funds our national debt, and our Fed has actually been buying the same Treasuries. So that doesn't quite make a whole lot of sense. Like, why would the Treasury sell a Treasury note, say, for $1 million and have the Fed buy it right back? But when you understand how the Fed works, it all becomes very apparent. Because when they sell these Treasury bonds, they're called POMOs, P-O-M-O, Permanent Open Market Operations. They buy back $1 million from the Treasury, they're actually pumping another 9 to 10 million dollars into the system, into the banking system, to keep it aloft. Wow. And, you know, this isn't really, to some degree, it is actually helping out, which means that basically the dollar isn't collapsing. But
a temporary help.
Yeah, it's a temporary save. So what I try to tell people, and what I've written a lot of articles on, is also to take a look for yourself. I'm not a financial advisor, at gold and silver, because like I just mentioned, both those metals have actually maintained purchasing power, and that's what it comes down to. It doesn't come down to how many dollars you have at the end of the day. It comes down to your purchasing power and what you're able to actually purchase with it.
Well, I am a financial advisor, and I have been for 35 years, and I train financial advisors all over the country who do about somewhere around $200 million a year in sales of financial service products in my company. And I am telling people the same thing, Jake, and that is to have at least 20 to 30% of their wealth in gold and silver at this time. And I know that sounds high, but I feel that that is really the only way you can protect yourself against inflation, other than owning commodities and things like that. But actually owning the gold and silver, the physical gold and silver, and having it in a safe or buried or wherever you choose to keep it, I think at this point in time with what's happening is a very, very sound investment advice to give to anyone. So that I do it myself, and that's what I recommend to people to do at this point in time. I use Tulving myself, Tulving.com, T-U-L-V-I-N-G. They seem to have the best prices over spot, and a very sound dealer, and been in business for a long time, a lot of integrity. That's who everyone in my family uses. So anyway, on that note, but you know, this thing is, it's interesting, Jake, because I've been reading the biography on Andrew Jackson that is out in the bookstores right now. It's a pretty big seller book. You can see it in any of the bookstores right now. It's a fascinating story about Andrew Jackson, but what's really fascinating to me is it's much more illuminating on his battle with the bank, with the central bank. And, you know, Jackson was the last president to actually go head-to-head with a bank and win a victory. The only reason he won that victory, he basically, what he was able to do was veto the rechartering of the bank. That was step one. And then the next thing that he did was to take their funds out of their bank and put it with state banks. And that was an even bigger fight than the rechartering. And at that point, you know, he had done a lot of educating of the public at that time. The people were actually very knowledgeable about the evils of the central bank. However, the central bank was also very powerful because they were able to use their wealth and their power and their money to buy off senators and congressmen and other wealthy people and corporate leaders and business leaders around the country. So it was exactly what we're facing today, only it was more known. People were more knowledgeable and more educated about the evils of the central bank. Even so, it was a huge battle that Jackson won, and he would have never won it. It's very clear from reading this book, Jake, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's very clear that he would have never won that battle unless he had had immense popularity with the people.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, there were so many congressmen and senators against him because they were being paid off by the bankers.
Yeah, he ended that presidential campaign ended up being completely focused on the central bank issue.
Absolutely. It was totally about that. And finally, what happened was, you know, Jackson had been educating people and telling people, and his newspapers that were favorable to him were educating people about how evil the bank was and how manipulative they were of the economy. And Biddle, who was the head of the central bank at that time, fell right into Jackson's hands, because what he did is he publicly announced that he was going to tighten credit and destroy the economy. And he did. And he did. So it was really
quite
amazing.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hello, we're back. This is Clyde Cleveland with my guest, Jake Towne, running for U.S. Congress from Pennsylvania. This is our last segment. This is a quick segment, Jake, so I'm just going to make a few announcements, and I'm going to let you finish up. But I just want to mention again, everyone, that the website for Jake is Town for Congress, and Town is spelled with an E, T-O-W-N-E, for Congress.com. And I'm looking right here again on his website. There's so much on this website. And again, I highly recommend that you share this website with people who are having a hard time understanding the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve banking and pictures is so fantastic. And then below it has several articles by Jake about the Fed, unlocking the money matrix, the real interest rate, unlocking the money matrix, the Summers Gold Price Suppression Scheme, the money matrix, how the Fed works, the money matrix, who owns the Fed. If you want to understand, or you want to help people understand how this monetary system works, how the Fed works, I just highly recommend Jake's articles. And everything is put in the simplest terms possible. So we have a gifted individual here running for Congress. Let's do everything we can to support Jake and help him, you know, donate with his $5 or $10, whatever you can donate. Donate to Jake's campaign. Spread the word. There's a couple ways you can do that. One is just by getting people to his website, townforcongress.com, or having people go to the Spirit of the Founders YouTube, Spirit of the Founders YouTube, and listening to that. Jake is featured on that as well. So, Jake, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take – we got about just about 3 minutes left. Just give us, you know, if you had a three-minute speech to tell people about you and what you're doing and where you see this country going, why don't you just take that now and speak your mind?
Sure. Thanks, Clyde. One other thing I'd like to mention with the website, actually, if you have questions, it's unlike any other politician's website I've ever seen. I teamed up with a group called RagingDebate.com, and people can actually go in there and also ask questions. And it's that type of discussion that I hope to also carry with me. And one of the ideas and one of the foundations of my campaign is an idea that I've had called, which I call the open office. And in our open office, the idea is every individual has a public voice. And I would take like the House.gov site and basically turn it into a forum for residents that live in my district. And they would register. And they would receive, you know, emails for, like, let's say there's five bills coming up on cap and trade or healthcare or whatever. And they can actually go in there and they could vote one way or the other and leave their comments below and their opinions along with facts and what have you. And with that type of feedback, I would definitely be taking a look at all that stuff before voting. And I hope that would actually help me out. And all the phone calls that come in would be tallied on the website, and all the letters that people want to have published would also be published. And the idea is to have an open and transparent government, to give people a monthly report where every House roll call, every bill I co-sponsor, every bill I introduce, I explain what I did and why I did it. And that type of accountability is completely missing in today's very screwed up system run by this two-headed, one-party system called the Democrats and the Republicans. It's pretty much like the difference between Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah, and it's not only the people that don't know what is in the bills that are being passed. These congressmen aren't even reading the bills.
Absolutely. So, they're not even writing them. I mean, that's one of the things that started happening back after the Great Depression was that the president and the White House started writing bills and with lobbyists instead of the actual congressman.
Well, so, now it's the Council on Foreign Relations that's writing the bills. We got to go, Jake. Thanks so much for being on. Townforcongress.com, people. Check it out. We'll see you next week.
Clyde.
Take care, Jake. Good luck to you, buddy.
Thanks.
With recent international